What did you tell your cows when you were going to milk them if you wanted them to stand still?
Stall.
And if you wanted them to get their leg up?
Back your leg. I don't know what caused you to turn like that, so, but that was it.
That's pretty common. I
guess that was used everywhere.
Just saw.
Saw.
And I heard heist for backing your leg.
Yeah, well, I'll say back your leg.
Did you have any special place where you could enclose your horses?
Yeah, we always had a lot for the horses. It was ordinarily built around the barn. The barn was built inside the horse lot.
Mm-hmm. How about your hogs and pigs?
Well, we didn't like to keep the hogs in the same lot with the horses. We did a whole lot of the time, but they generally root the lot up, so in a wet, muddy spell, it'd be an awful nasty place to get in there to catch the mules.
Uh-huh.
So we generally tried to have an extra lot for the horse. Maybe out the side of the horse lot where we...
Did you have any special word for that mud that they rooted up?
Hogwaller.
Ever call that loblolly?
Loblolly, yeah. What I mean, they could root it up.
Did you have any shelters for your hogs and pigs?
No, not very much. We'd sometimes build we'd take some poles or rails, we call them maybe, and pile them up and then put some brush over that. Mm-hmm. Make a pretty good shelter.
Mm-hmm.
Make a shade more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Was this a separate building or?
Yeah, it was off away from the barn, off to
the shed. Sort of
thing? Yeah, it was built in the shed shape.
Mm-hmm. Was there anybody in the early days who raised cows for milk and butter?
Yeah, there was a few people that, in fact, everybody kept cows for milk and butter for their own use.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember of anybody on the farm that didn't keep cows for the milk and butter for their own use.
Mm-hmm. How about now? Are there people down here who raise cows just for milk and butter?
There are very few.
Most of them buy from the big companies, or?
Yeah, they buy the milk from the grocery store just like they do at the grocery.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Now, this big lot around your barn, was this where all the stock were kept and fed?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was possibly petitioned, possibly the cattle on one side and the horses over here and the hogs over here. We didn't try to keep them separated so they wouldn't all be in the same lot together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Any special terms for these various petitions?
The cow lot and the horse lot and the hog pen.
Uh-huh. What kind of fences did you have?
We had rail fences a lot, and then we had what we called picket fence. We'd make it out of oak logs, which split them up into what we call pickets, about 6 foot long. We'd set them up.
Uh-huh.
The rail, we laid them down, you see.
Uh-huh.
Laid them on the ground and built up. Well, the picket, we set them up, upright.
Uh-huh.
Put the bottom of them in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And crossed the wire around each one of them at the top. That's what held the fence up.
Mm.
That really made a fence.
I bet it did.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Like so many posts.
Yeah. The picket fence was the most popular thing when we come to this country. And the next we've got to use barbed wire.